You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are here with At Social Media 305, the man, the myth, the legend, John Mahoney. He's cut his hair. He's come in studio. He's wearing a suit, which means you must be going somewhere after the show. So, John, we were debating my stylistic approach to Twitter. I think that it may be a little bit too detailed for the most part of our audience. So let's just say that style counts, and there is style points awarded in Twitter.
Absolutely. However, if you're catering to your audience and your audience accepts that, then that's who you are, and there's no reason to change that.
Okay, well, I haven't heard anybody barf other than you so far, so, you know, occasionally
I'm
when
a style
wanna...
guy.
Well, you are a style guy,
yeah.
So we'll address your style in some other format later on, and I want to thank the person who tweeted us during the break. They want some free Dolphin tickets. We're going to work
Catherine,
on that.
Young Catherine, right?
Huh?
Yeah. Young Catherine?
No. This was somebody who we're not going to talk about. One of the people we know in the community, they've reached out. They need a couple of Dolphin tickets. We're going to see if we can help them out. So, John, let's get back to it now. We talked about Twitter. Last time you were on the show, you talked like you were getting into a little bit into LinkedIn. Did you ever really dive into that?
100%.
So, habla conmigo.
Oh, my God. LinkedIn has paid its weight in gold.
I love LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I make my money on LinkedIn.
Well, one thing is I started using LinkedIn. Was actually the first social platform I started using. And I think this goes back to like 2003. I was still on Wall Street at the time. I had scored an account. It was literally like $1 million account. And the guy had treasury bonds. So when the guy transferred his money to me, he then sent me a LinkedIn request. And he was like, listen, he's like, we need to stay in contact on this platform. Don't call me every day. I was like, all right, whatever, no problem. So I started using LinkedIn. Only inside the past couple of months, you know, I've always built my LinkedIn contacts, but the value that I've truly realized with LinkedIn in the past couple of months, maybe 12 months, let's say, is I've started exporting my contacts to my constant contact email list.
Duh, so, when did you get that clue?
You know what it was? I was just never, because a lot of people...
It's the first thing I did for Sandy.
No, well, for me, you know, LinkedIn was another platform that you posted things to. You posted. And then I'm like, you know what? Nobody's reading this stuff. I'm like, so what good is LinkedIn?
That's really not true, though, because I've started posting stuff. I post the segments of the show. I post when I get my column in South Florida Business and Wealth. And then what it does is it automatically notifies people that follow me, that are linked in with me. And that is how I'm starting to get interaction with people on LinkedIn. I'm getting likes and comments now.
All right. Absolutely. Then I'm so glad you disagree with me on this point, because one, I am not a person who creates content.
No, you don't.
I create contacts.
Well, what you do is you create conversation.
I do, but the end goal is new contacts. And
okay,
that's where LinkedIn started really providing the value for me. And in that aspect, and it's great that you bring this up, because I have a lot of people that produce content. I have a lot of good friends that work for major corporations. They write blogs. They educate their community. And you know what? They get a lot of traction that way, just as you are. For me, I'm actually, like, you could look at me in the more of the public relations sector of social media, which is different.
Yeah, it is. And what I'm doing on LinkedIn is I've been starting to get some very interesting people contacting me. And whenever somebody reaches out to LinkedIn with me, I check their profile.
Mm-hmm.
I see if they're appropriate for my community.
Mm-hmm.
Then I allow them in.
Okay.
And then I thank them for linking in, and I ask them if they'd like to have a direct phone call or conversation to see how we can do business. And today when I walked in, I'll give them a high five again, to the CBRE conference, I'm standing at the registration desk. Somebody goes up to me. They go, you know, we met on LinkedIn, and I'd like to come to your office, and I'd like to tell you about our programs. And, oh, by the way, their programs are unique in the market, and I can't wait to get her in the office and start working and doing business with her.
Mm-hmm.
So LinkedIn really worked for me just today.
I'm going to tell you, it's great that we're having this conversation, and the audience should really listen and review what we've just discussed, because you were someone that is, A, creating content—
Right.
And then connecting with your audience.
Yes. And I'm building my business with it, which is what everybody we talked about. That's how we teased this, is how to build your business with social media. And it's reaching out, being cautious with the people you bring in.
But look at my side. I'm not creating content. All I'm doing is personally connecting with my audience. And this summer, it has worth it. When I tell you, it has been worth its weight in gold. I can't even talk about it on air.
Well, what do you do? When you're talking about you connect with your, what are you doing? You're going into like groups that you're a member of and reaching out to people and saying, hey, we're a group member. Why don't we link in? I think we can do business. What are you doing?
I just email them and say hello. Just as I would email you.
So
morning,
you go
James.
On LinkedIn, you find the person, you hit their contact, their email thing, you say, hey, how you doing?
I break it down into locations. So I have my New York people, I have my Miami people, and then I have my global
people. Now you search, now these are people you know, or these are people you're seeking to reach out to?
They're 100% people
new.
I'm seeking.
Yeah. New.
Granted, listen.
How many people do you have right now?
I figure probably we're pushing 2,000 at this point in the game.
Okay.
So?
I'm at 2,700. High five to me.
All right. No, high five to
you. Well, I've been working at it a different way.
Well, realize one thing, and this is also a very
I don't have your 8,500 Twitter followers, for the record. I'm only at like 4,500 combined.
They're a gift. I didn't go after them. They just came. You know, but one thing is with LinkedIn, and this is very important for the audience.
Wait. Why did they come, Johnny? Why did they come find you? And then we'll go back to what's important on LinkedIn.
I think very importantly,
is important.
When I chose the name Social Media 305,
right?
Twitter gave me
the push.
Twitter is pushing.
Yeah, because you're a thought leader because of the. Handle you got because you were an early adopter.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's important about LinkedIn?
Twitter, just so you know, for all of 2012, Twitter recommended me to every new Twitter account that was opened in Miami. So if you opened a Twitter account in Miami, they told you,
you should follow this guy.
Social Media 305.
Well, that's good for me. That's like a hockey stick for me because you retweet a lot of my good stuff.
Kid, we're here on the radio right now, so it worked out perfect.
I love you, John. Right. So now tell me the big LinkedIn tip that I cut you off on to get to the Twitter tip.
The big LinkedIn tip for me is, one, I was in two different industries. So for many years, I was in finance.
Yeah.
I was a stockbroker.
No, you were one of the top wealth guys in Wall Street.
Exactly.
I know that.
Those wealth guys that I connected with on LinkedIn are not necessarily social media digital marketing guys.
No, these are guys that were following you for tips and contacts and insight.
Insight, but also realize I was following them for their insight.
So you were more of a nexus of information for all your people.
Actually, listen, specifically with the finance guys, I was targeting guys that could teach me. And those guys are Germany, London, New York, and Singapore.
Johnny, we only have a couple of minutes left. I know that everybody can find you. We'll give all your handles and all the ways that they can find you in 45, 50 seconds. But what is the most important thing you want to leave people with today? And then we'll have you back on sometime during the holidays. We've got to make this regular event, Johnny.
My most important thing for the community to know is, and this is my personal belief, they could take it any way they want.
I'm asking for your opinion. Give it to me.
Instead of posting content, create contacts. Use social media as public relations, like a telephone book.
So you're saying identify who you want to connect with, find their social media stream, find a way for them to notice you. We could talk it. You know, people pay you big money to know that. So I'm not going to throw that right out there.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, you'll build a list of quality followers. And I've been following some of your tips. For instance, I've been getting significant traction on that. So, Johnny, if people want to learn more about social media by following you, or they want to join your communities, or better yet, build their business with your services, how do they find you? Where are you at?
Every day on every platform, we are Social Media 305.
Well, I don't think I could say it any better than that. John Mahoney, original thought leader on social media here in South Florida, one of the hippest, coolest guys I know. He keeps me young and he keeps my ideas fresh. He is the man, the myth, the legend. As he said earlier, he's the one that Twitter recommends you follow if you're in Miami-Dade County. John, social media 305, thank you so much for all the help that you've given me in building my business and building my brand and building my radio show. Again, I'm going to end the same way we started with a high five.